This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we come towards the end of the week, remember that we are talking this week about the return of Jesus Christ. You know, in a sense, Jesus Christ never left. He's here with us. We can have a personal relationship with him. We can speak to him in prayer. He is totally involved in our lives. In fact, it's his life in us that makes our lives whole, makes them come together as Christians. If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for you, then you have been forgiven and God has welcomed you into his family. And Jesus Christ is in your life. The Bible says he who has the Son of God has the life. You have God's life in you. That's Jesus Christ. But physically, Jesus left this world about 40 days after his resurrection from the dead. And yet that's not the end. The Bible tells us so clearly that he is coming back to this world. That means that he is the most important thing in our lives, because one day we will be accountable to him for our lives. Christianity is not just a nice set of things to believe, a good way of living that makes society better for everybody involved, a lot of charity work being done for people in need, people's guilty conscience being soothed, inner problems being helped. That's not what Christianity is all about. Christianity is all about knowing God. It's about what Jesus Christ can do in your life to radically, completely change your life. Millions and millions of people have had their lives turned upside down by Jesus Christ. He's not just a belief system. He is a person who wants to know you, who wants you to know him, who wants you to have a personal relationship with him that gives you a brand new life. If life is really bad, if no matter if you're having success or not, if you cannot find the real meaning of life, you cannot find peace in your heart, there's only one place you're going to find it. That's in a meaningful relationship with God. That's what Jesus brings you. He is the most important person in your life. And one day he is coming back to this world. Not as that helpless person who was hung on the cross, but as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who will judge the living and the dead, the one to whom we will all be accountable for our lives, the one who will rule this universe into the future. In the book of Revelation in the Bible, in verse 7, it says, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, even the ones who nailed him to the cross, even people who are dead now will be raised to be judged by Jesus Christ, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, amen." You see, the return of Jesus Christ will not be something you can avoid or escape or somehow accidentally mishearing about because you didn't have the news on that day. No, he's coming again, and everyone will be aware of it. It's an unavoidable fact. Are you ready for Jesus' return? As a Christian, are you doing what he asked you to do while he was gone? Do we have our spiritual house in order? You can be totally confident of your answer to all those things. And that confidence comes in a healthy relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.